Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Selena Zito takes us to a wonder world between 1880 and 1930, not in a time machine, but at the Carnegie Science Center near the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium in downtown Pittsburgh. Selena, introduce us to the world of 1880 to 1930 in O-scale model railroads. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me on. So this was the brainchild of World War I veteran, Mr. Bowdish. He lived in Brookville, Pennsylvania, Jefferson County, which is about 2 hours from Pittsburgh. He had come home from World War I. He had been injured, and he was looking for ways to tinker, you know, give himself a purpose outside of work. And it was his brother was getting married on Christmas Eve, so he decided to buy one of those newfangled Lionel trains. They had just only been around for about 20 years. And he put up a train display in the family basement. Well, everyone came for the wedding, and they had the wedding in the house, and then everyone went to the basement and were awed by the train display. Pretty soon, word got around through town in Brookville, and everyone stopped by the Bowdish family's house to take a look at the train display. And, you know, the wonderful thing about miniature railroads is, you know, you can create great scenes by just reusing things that you would likely throw away. There's a gorgeous covered bridge that is still intact that he made in 1919 that's made out of old dog bone biscuit box. And he continued to do this in his home, attracting over the years hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world who would travel to this tiny little town to come and see his train display. It was eventually moved to what was called the Buell Planetarium, which was on Pittsburgh's north side. It was displayed there. Again, that tradition continued to grow, and the display got bigger. And he worked on it year-round. When the Buell Planetarium moved to the Carnegie Science Center, it again continued that tradition. One of the most beautiful things when you go to this display, whether you've gone 100 times or if you're going for the first time, is the look of awe and appreciation, and also that sweep of nostalgia that sort of gets in your head as you see the people and the places of Western Pennsylvania that existed during the Industrial Revolution from the 1880s to the 1930s. There are coal mines in this display. There are gravel pits. There are steel mills. There's also homes and villages and neighborhoods and old department stores. It's really a fantastical experience to go and watch and look at this display.
And it is updated routinely because you introduce this to someone who inherited the burden of the miniature railroad village. He seems extremely pleased with it. Nikki Wilhelm, how did she find her way to be a railroader?
You know, it's so wonderful to see a young person, 29 years old, take over this display. Mr. Bowdish died in 1988. There was a curator that took care of it between that time and 2 years ago. And Ms. Bowdish took over in 2018, 2019, and she started as an intern at the Carnegie Science Center part-time, then went to part-time, and then eventually moved up to becoming the curator. And she, before holding this job, she'd never picked up a paintbrush before in her life, or glued things together, or tried to imagine how to recreate a Victorian home accurately. But the Lancaster County native came to Pittsburgh to study history at Duquesne University. And it is that background in history that sort of enthralls her to do everything accurately and correctly.
Yes, and model railroading is a passion and a hobby and a compulsion by people who practice it. I note, though, that this is O scale, Lionel, as you say, one of the original toy maker of railroads. It's massive. It's 83 feet by what? 30 feet. Massive. So
yes.
And it has pieces of different eras. Now, the one, of course, I'm going to oblige you to recreate for me is the Altoona. The horseshoe curve, is it spectacular?
It is spectacular. and they depict the town of Altoona so correctly. So that when someone comes in from Blair County, they're like, oh my gosh, there's my neighborhood, there's my street. And so there is that sense of wonder and appreciation that they took the time to go back into the history books and make sure that everything is accurately portrayed. So not only is it nostalgic and whimsical, but it is also historically accurate.
And I see that you've pictured a snow scene. So it has seasons. They change the season depending on the year.
Yes, there are definitely seasons. And also this massive display, when you're walking through it, all of a sudden the overhead lights will dim and you will see the lights go on in the houses. I mean, there's children playing outside of houses who are riding on swings that are in constant motion. But you see the houses and the homes and the businesses and the streetlights light up. You see the amusement park lights light up. And you see the display as these neighborhoods and towns and cities would have looked at nighttime. So you really get a very three-dimensional experience.
And at the close of 2022... your measure of this miniature railroad is wonderful, but at the same time, there is Pittsburgh today in 2022. In the final minute we have here, Selina, in the year, how is Pittsburgh doing in the recovery from the pandemic? What is your measure?
Not very well at all. The city is desolate. There are not very many people that have come back to work. There is an epidemic of a homeless population just all over the downtown streets. We have a fentanyl problem. We have a high crime problem. And it's just been sort of devastating to see this city decay so quickly. You know, I was watching today with the announcement of the passing of Steeler football great Franco Harris, famous for his immaculate reception 50 years ago this past week. But as I'm watching the newsreels from that day, I was very nostalgic for a Pittsburgh that seemed much more joyous. And that happened when the steel industry collapsed. However, you don't get that sense of aspiration right now in the city of Pittsburgh.
And the present for 2023, is it promising? Are people addressing these problems? We just have a few seconds.
No, we have a problem with a new mayor who hasn't quite figured out how to navigate these problems. And I'm hopeful that he rises to the occasion. As of yet, he hasn't quite figured that out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.